Little Red Riding Hood and the Pandemic by Lola Murphy. It was so sad, really. But my intentions really were very good. My poor granny was classified as vulnerable because of her age, and had been self-isolating in a cabin in the forest for 6 weeks. She must have been so lonely. Okay, she had her mobile phone, but poor granny can't use one of those any more than I can use a washing machine, or a lawnmower, or a dustpan and brush, or one of those ghastly toothbrushes that doesn't have batteries. Anyway, I used the money set aside for my new Adidas crop top to buy her a ready-made cottage pie, some tea bags, and a 3-pack of mini trifles from Marks and Spencer's. I decided my old red hooded cape could stand a few more wears, so I threw it on and off I set through the forest. Now, I know that being approached by a wolf should, under normal circumstances, be a warning sign to a little girl carrying delicatessen from M&S. But everyone keeps saying that COVID-19 has changed the world forever. So how was I to know? Besides, in Jungle Book, the wolves are the good guys. Anyway, he seemed nice. Not in any way big or bad. So we just chatted nicely and I went on my way. And okay, maybe I should have known it was the wolf in bed and not Granny. But I hadn't seen her for 6 weeks, and excess facial hair could easily have been a side effect of the pandemic and being over 40. I still wasn't too scared when I realised. After all, I once talked my dad into letting me off school because I had chickenpox for the third time. So this should be easy. It was going well until the woodsman burst in and chopped the poor animal to bits. That was just terrifying. I mean, he didn't even sanitize and he wasn't wearing a mask. I'm going to report him to the council.